Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
You're listening to TV Tangents, a retro TV podcast. Thanks for joining us today on TV Tangents. I am accompanied, as always, by Natalie.
And I am sitting across from the ever-beautiful Rebecca.
Oh, you're so sweet. We've had a couple glasses of wine.
So we're a little over-complimentary.
Today we are talking about sitcoms having babies.
Having the babies.
Babies having on sitcoms. Not necessarily to the main people.
True, true. And there's usually always hijinks.
There's hijinks. There's misunderstanding. This is good Moscato.
Yeah.
There are misunderstandings always. And the first one I think we can talk about is Family Ties.
Yeah. I just watched that one.
My family watched Family Ties every week. We watched Family Ties, Cosby Show, and Cheers every week.
I never really watched Family Ties. That's crazy to me.
Really?
I knew the premise. I must have watched a few, but we didn't watch it religiously.
I watched the first run and then, you know, the rerun of the season. Mm-hmm. But I haven't watched Family Ties since the 80s. I can, like, when I'm watching these episodes, I can remember lines. I can say these lines from this show that I watched.
That's so funny.
Like 30 years ago.
I love that.
I do remember the two-part episode where Elise has her baby.
Yeah.
Whose name is Andy.
Yes.
Eventually. I don't even think they mention that in this episode.
They don't until like the episode after those two episodes. Then they just randomly refer to him as Andy one morning.
They're like, oh, by the way, his name is Andy. And he grows up really fast, too. But
like all babies.
This episode, it takes place in the winter, so it's snowing. And Steven, her husband Steven's TV station is having a telethon. It's their annual telethon, and he wants the kids to come on, and the kids don't want to come on because they have other things to do and they don't like doing it. And Elise is trying to talk him into letting her sing on the telethon. He's like, yeah, but like the boss letting his wife sing on the telethon, that's like nepotism and whatever. And she's like a really like Joni Mitchell vibe going on. She's got a guitar and like a Joni Mitchell voice.
She's good. She's done it a few in like nightclubs over time, right?
Yeah. On the episodes. Yeah, she just like, yeah, she has sang on there a couple times.
Yeah.
So then there's a snowstorm, of course.
And at the time, they're having a plumbing problem.
Plumbing issue, which starts out like a little issue. And it's like their regular plumber. And I don't know if he was like, if they just had this many problems or he was just making his own problems. Yeah. Because they end up having, like, the water's coming through the ceiling. And they end up with like a way bigger problem.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting in overtime.
Watching TV.
Yeah. And he's sitting there watching TV. And then Skippy comes over and they're watching TV.
Yeah.
And then at one point, Steven leaves the kids with the plumber, which was weird.
Yeah. The kids were there the whole time and the plumber was there because they left to go to the telethon and the kids didn't want to go. And then, of course, they were watching TV with the plumber and they decided we should be with our dad.
Yeah. Because they were watching the telethon.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to go to it, but they didn't mind watching it.
Right. But then they felt bad, so they ended up showing up.
Yes.
And but then the plumber calls Steven.
Right. So he had to leave.
Yeah. Goes back to the house. And
he's watching. Now he's watching the telethon with the plumber, who's still not working.
No.
But there's buckets everywhere.
And no one seems to care that he's not working.
Yeah. And he's broken all the plumbing. And I don't know what he's trying to say he's doing sitting on the couch. Like, what? You're not actually working.
And Steven's not mad. It's weird.
It is really weird. I don't know how much money he makes, but he's paying this plumber a lot of money.
A lot of money.
So then Elise starts singing. And I remember this so well from when it happened. She starts singing, and she hits the high note, and she goes right into labor.
Yep.
Which you knew was going to happen.
Yep. And Steven's watching it on the couch with the plumber.
And he doesn't know what to do.
Right. And then he's talking to her like she can hear him. And then she's announcing, she knows he can see her and hear her because she's on TV.
Right.
And she's like, meet us at the hospital. Grab my bag. Do this. Do that. Yeah. And it's hilarious.
And they go to the hospital, but she never actually made it to the hospital. So now the kids are at the station. And now
And so, magically, they have a gurney there for her to lay on.
Yes.
At the TV station.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
The TV station's gurney.
Yeah.
Because she can't leave because there's this blizzard. But then Stephen can't leave either because of the blizzard.
Yeah.
So he has to go with the plumber who has a truck.
He says, I have a truck with chains on the tires. And I'm watching this. And then they're in like some kind of giant bread truck, I swear.
Yes. Yeah. It was like, it was like a work truck van thing, which I would think would not be as good.
And we have to talk about how they get to the hospital, and then they're looking for Elise, of course, and he finds the doctor, and he's like, oh, talking to her, and of course, she just delivered somebody else's baby. So they're talking to the front receptionist lady, and then just start looking through people's files.
Yes.
I'm like, good times in
the 80s.
Good times. No HIPAA.
No HIPAA in the 80s, because the doctor comes out and is like, let me give you all the information about this person. Oh, how do you know this person, by the way? And he's like, no, my wife. And she's then, like, oh, she's not here.
So she jumps in the truck with them and goes to the studio.
Yes, the doctor goes because I guess she doesn't have anything.
No.
She didn't have anything else to do.
No more pressing issues.
No more babies to deliver in a snowstorm. So they all go.
Mm-hmm.
And then, she gets on a gurney, which I would think the floor would be a much better place to deliver a baby than a rickety gurney. I was just picturing her falling off of it. But, of course, in sitcoms, there's not a lot to having a baby.
No. It's like he pushed, done.
Yes.
Yeah.
He who.
Yeah.
There's a baby.
And
nobody ever gets sweaty.
Yeah. And it comes out 10 months old anyway. So like, you know, because then you can't be on TV unless you're a
right.
certain age.
Yeah. And Alex stepped up, like, so Elise ended up having to have the baby. Apparently there's no one else at this telethon who can help with it.
Mm-hmm. Just
there
the
was a doctor, but he was a PhD.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I'm a doctor. And
like to deliver babies?
Yeah, they're like, oh, she's having a baby. Oh, no, I don't do that.
Yeah.
So she delivers it on her own on the gurney? Is that?
No,
oh,
they
no,
got there.
That's
they got
right.
there in time.
That's right.
So the doctor was there and Stephen was behind her and everything. And they did that. And the kids weren't in the room. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, congratulations, it's a boy. So, of course, they bring up the baby. And then the kids are like, can we come in? And then they walk in, and they're like, it's a boy. And Alex loses his mind. He's like, yes. And he falls on his knees. He's so excited.
He's so happy.
That he has a boy.
And he and his mom had, like, a tender moment there where he was, like, being the responsible man. And he's helping her out, and she was taking charge. And But it's just so easy to have a baby on a sitcom.
It is.
I don't know what the time frame is getting from. At one point, they weren't moving. Like, the truck was not moving and wasn't going anywhere. But then the next frame,
They made it. Yeah.
So I don't know how long she was in labor, but
yeah, it felt, and again, it does. It just goes super fast, and it's like crazy whirlwind, and
Nobody loses a stitch of makeup.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
Nobody even has to take their pants off, it seems.
I don't think so either, yes.
Usually.
For sure. And I do know after that, the episode after where you find out his name, it also, and this happens a lot on sitcoms, Jennifer, who was the baby before, is very upset and very feeling neglected because now everybody's all about the baby and she doesn't like it until towards the end.
I can totally sympathize with Jennifer. So I know.
I cannot.
It's kind of terrible. It's kind of terrible when all of a sudden there's a baby and you know it because you're 7. And everybody loves the baby. And don't touch the baby.
Don't touch the baby.
Don't drop the baby. Just saying.
Love it. Love it, love it.
What other babies did you see born on the TV?
Well, we recently did an episode about Murphy Brown. And so I was just thinking the same thing. She had her son, Avery. So the big thing about that, of course, older, and she's having him on her own. I just remember her being in, you know, her labor being longer. So we've been talking about that, but then hers was a little bit longer. And I remember she was walking around the halls of the hospital and at one point with Miles, because they're like, we'll walk around because it'll help, you know, speed things along. So she's walking along and he's talking and not thinking or whatever. And he keeps going and she stops for a second and she's holding onto the wall. And then all of a sudden she's like, ah, she's like having a contraction. And he turns around and dives under her legs with his hands open. Like he's going to catch the baby if it falls out.
Oh, if only.
I remember that so much. It was hilarious. And I'm like, oh my God. I think she won an Emmy for her performance actually in that episode.
Really?
Because there was a point where she... it had to have been Frank. She was like holding on to him and she was like having a contraction and she like was grabbing his hair and she's like, you know, bouncing people back and forth at times when she was just, yeah, she had contractions. So of course she's screaming at people. But at one point,
good.
It was taking so long that she's like, I don't know, it's just, it's not going to happen. Like, and again, one of my favorite lines, he's just going to have to stay up there and I'm just going to have to send sandwiches up.
I had one of those babies.
Yeah.
We're just going to have to homeschool him, I guess. Yep. He's never coming out.
Never coming out. It's going to be up there forever. So yeah, hers was really good. And it was, oh, her water broke while she was on air, of course. Sweet. That I do remember. She was sitting there and she's like, I think she was trying to hint because she was about needing water. And then like she'd be looking at the camera like, and then something about water over and over and over. And they're like, what is she doing? Acting all stupid because they're men. And then they finally go to break and she's like, are you people stupid? My water just broke. So they go and then she's, I think she even grabs Jim's like jacket to cover her butt or something. Uh-huh. And then he's like, oh yeah, you can keep that by the way. Yeah, she. The best part was that when she sang to him at the end, you make me feel like a natural woman. Because she really, she's just like, hi, I don't really know what I'm doing. And she's talking to the baby. She's like, so, how are you? And, you know, it's just, it's so cute. And they're like, just do what feels natural. So then she sings that song to him.
Because she loves Aretha Franklin.
She loves Aretha Franklin. Another funny story about, like, right after the baby's born to the next season is, Murphy hates Barry Manilow. And the only thing that will calm the baby down, Barry Manilow music.
Of course.
So that's like a big thing early on too. That
that's what Barry Manilow music is for.
Yeah.
Calming people down. I watched Growing Pains. Did you see the one?
Yes.
The one where, what's the name? Jason has to deliver a baby on a plane.
Yes. Okay. I did see that one.
So this episode was in 1987, and Jason was trying to convince Mike to go to college. Mm-hmm. His grades were bad, and he didn't want to go to college.
Yeah.
So he took him to Boston, to his alma mater. And, of course, Carol and Ben are like, oh, he gets bad grades, and he gets to go on a plane trip to Boston. But Jason's just doing one of his, you know, classic Growing Pains parenting tricks, where he's trying to trick a child into doing something. And so he takes him on the plane to Boston. And Mike's just like, Dad, you don't know me. You can't do blah, blah, blah. There's a couple behind them. Mm-hmm. Like, and you can see the couple, like, struggling behind him. Like, mm-hmm. she's very pregnant. And the dad's starting to freak out. The dad, by the way, played by Dan Loria, who was the dad on The Wonder Years.
Yeah.
So this would have been before The Wonder Years, because The Wonder Years started in 88. And this episode was in 87.
Yeah.
But actually, Dan Loria had been on the show before. He played a hockey coach in an earlier episode.
Oh, okay.
Which Growing Pains did this all the time. They used like the same person for different characters. But I guess, you know, if you think of TV back before like recording devices and whatever, it's really just like a play, every episode is its own play.
Yeah.
Or its own isolated thing.
Yeah, you're never going to see this episode again, so.
And you can, come watch this episode, and you don't have to have watched the first seasons of Growing Pains to know what's happening.
Yeah.
So you may not have seen Dan Loria as the hockey coach.
That's true.
So, yeah, so a lady goes into labor, and of course, I don't, like, this plane going from wherever they are, wherever they live to Boston, double-decker.
Gigantic double-decker plane.
Because like, they go upstairs to the lounge.
Yeah. And they're like by themselves there. And it's so funny because, the plane is huge. And I think there's like a stand-up bar in the back. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. They go upstairs and, you know, she just lay, and she's having trouble. Like she lays down and, and the husband asks, you know, Jason, if he's a doctor. And he's like, yeah, I'm a psychologist. And he's like, well, you can't help me. And he's like, no, I'm a medical doctor. And he's like, well, don't tell my wife that you're a psychologist. And again, I remember this episode from back then. I remember this episode. I remember that the doctor or the pilot's name was Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
I remember that because before they said it, I was like, it's Captain Kirk.
That's
so funny. And I also remember the last thing that the woman said after the baby, you know, Dan Loria character, he's like, we're going to have all of our babies delivered by psychologists. And she's like, he's a psychologist. She's all mad.
She's like, dang it.
She had a little trouble, but she was still wearing the same clothes. You know, she's just like,
still okay.
She's like, here I have this baby and I'm fine.
And it happened. Were they on TV afterwards when they landed?
Yeah, they were. They were, and she was in a wheelchair. They always put new moms in a wheelchair.
Of course.
But she had that baby in like 5 minutes. Mike was having a conversation with the dad, and the dad convinced him, like, he didn't mean to, but he convinced him to listen to his dad and try college. And so during that conversation, sometimes you'd hear the mom screaming, and then there's a baby.
Yeah. And then bam, done.
And Jason still looks exactly the same as he did in the beginning. His sleeves aren't rolled up. He
doesn't have any goo on him.
Yeah, no goo. There's no like ickiness. There's no, nobody's running around with instruments. Here's this beautiful baby.
Right.
Who's clean and beautiful.
Clean and beautiful.
I don't know if we ever actually saw the baby, but I know that on Family Ties we saw the baby, and the baby did not look like it was just born.
No.
But
they're always huge and like, yeah. Like, hi, here's your little man baby.
Not a cone head. Totally clean. I don't know where they cleaned that baby off.
Doesn't look like an alien.
And yeah, there was no ambulance to whatever. But
yeah.
Oh, I should have had my babies on a sitcom.
It would have been a lot easier. On a sitcom. Well, then she also has Chrissy on an episode in Growing Pains. And they end up naming her that because Ben had, the whole episode actually kind of centered around Ben and how he was feeling left out, I think, again. And he befriends a guy named Chris in the hospital who's dying, and he ends up playing cards with him and stuff. And they're like, Carol and Mike are looking for Ben, I think, throughout the hospital while she's going into labor. And they end up just like, he ends up showing up towards the end, and they're like, oh, it's a girl. And they're trying to come up with names, or I think they both, Mike and Carol, but Jason and Maggie had names picked out, and then they were saying them, and they're like, well, no. And then Ben, of course, is like, how about Chris? And they're like, oh, Chrissy, or what, you know, so she turns it into that right away. So that's how she got her name. Oh, but the best part about Growing Pains is that they worked the opening credits into stuff. She goes into labor during the opening credits.
Oh, really?
So, you know, they're all standing out in front of the house, and it's all, show me that smile
again. Ooh, show me that smile.
So, you know, then they'd always, like, leave. They'd all go back to the house, and somebody'd either stay there or whatever. So all of a sudden, she's standing there, and she goes into labor. So that was pretty cool how they worked it in like that. And then they were like, oh, crap. So then they get her back into the house and do all that craziness.
That's funny.
That was a good episode, too.
Okay. Well, let's wrap it.
Yeah. There wasn't any other. I mean, there were several other sitcom births over the
obviously.
Years. I mean, I could. Several in elevators. Reading about
we'll
that.
We'll come back to those.
Yeah. There were several on all the different shows, but those were probably all of our favorites for sure that were like shows that we actually care about and watched. And so.
And yeah, of course, on Full House, you know, Becky had twins. Becky and Jesse had twins. And he couldn't tell them apart, and I think he mixed them up at one point. And then one of the girls was like, hey, you know, just put a little bit of fingernail polish on their backs. That's what I do with my turtles.
Yes. They mixed them up, though, and had to footprint them. And then by their naked eyes, compared their footprints to see who was who.
Yes.
I was like, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
And ironically, I was with a friend last night who has identical twins that are about 10 months old. And I was like, so do you do the nail polish thing? And she goes, we did for a while, but now she can tell them. And one has a birthmark, too. So she was like, oh, now. And he developed later on.
Right.
So she's like, well, now I just do that. So,
oh, babies.
Loving the babies.
That's all about the babies. Join us next week for the second half of this episode. Thanks for joining us. We'd love it if you would leave a review and also follow us on Facebook. Be sure to tune in next week for more TV Tangents.